The Bible of 66 books is for only one thing. That's very marvelous. I underline those words. Only one thing. What is that one thing? It's for God in Christ as the Spirit to dispense himself into us, to be our life, our nature, and our everything, so that we may live Christ and express Christ. Now listen to the statement after the semicolon. This is a profound and wonderful. This should be the principle that governs our life. This should be our principle. When we wake up in the morning, what should be with us is, Lord, dispense yourself into me today. And dispense yourself into me to such an extent that you can flow out of me to dispense yourself into others. That is the principle that governs my life, my whole life. You know, if we're taking care of new ones or whatever the Lord burdens us with, if by our quote-unquote ministry to them, we don't dispense God into them, then we miss the governing principle in the entire Bible. We miss the principle that should govern our life. Now, I've got all these verses on here. You can see this, especially, you know, in John 10:10, the Lord says, I am the life. That's the divine life, of course, the eternal life. In 1 Corinthians 15:45, well, he says, I came that you might have life, have it abundantly. How does he do that? He goes through incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection. In resurrection, he becomes the life-giving spirit. So that's how he accomplishes his commission. He dispenses himself into us as life, by himself as the life-giving spirit. And we can testify that many times we come to a meeting, we're very weak. We can, if we make it into our chair, that's a great, great thing. But we come in one way, and then as we're there in the meeting, the Lord, little by little, he dispenses himself into us, and we walk out of the meeting in a different way. We're strengthened, we're empowered, we're vivified with the divine life. That's a real experience of God's dispensing.